Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A 19-point lead. Here's Harden looking to shake Hardaway. Harden, step back, is good. Plus the foul.
It's one of our favorite things to say in sports. The coach did not have them ready to go. Game one, Dallas Mavericks get worked. We all pretty stunned by this. What's your Cowboy-Packer shock level compared to this? Kawhi Leonard gone for game one? Maybe longer, as Ty Lue was quoted before the game saying we haven't come up with a schedule for him to have contact yet in our practices. And then they go out and they get crushed by the Clippers. Smoked.
I would say this is...
Cowboys was what? 9 or a 10?
In terms of the surprise?
Yep.
Cowboys was a... That's a 10.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're one of those who says like... 10 has to be like Chaminade winning or whatever, then it's a 9.5. But man, this was bad, but I think the Cowboys won. Like, you were at home, there was no excuse. That was, and you got down 48-16 or whatever. Yeah. There was no excuse. This was bad though. This is a
7.5.
It's high.
Seven, I was going to say. Seven.
It's also different because it's in a series.
It's in a series, so like one game.
This was game seven.
Oh, it's a very Phoenix Mavericks kind of way, right?
Yep.
That was actually the last time somebody had scored as few points in a first half as the Mavericks had was Phoenix in game seven against Dallas.
Yeah, like the Cowboys was surprising from the score. I wasn't stunned. I mean, I was surprised they lost, but it wasn't stunning because it's the NFL. Like, you know, it's a one-off. You have a bad game. All of a sudden... the other team comes up and bites you. We see upsets. The way they got down, the way they were just destroyed in that game was the surprising thing to me. And I think the same thing here. Like, this was the surprising aspect is they did this to you without their best player. And they did this to you. They really made you look soft. They made the guys underneath look soft. The fact that the Mavs couldn't shoot. You know, you have 30 points at halftime. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing when you have 30 points at halftime. So, yeah, there was a surprise element to this. The Cowboys is worse because your season's over.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, I mean, we had talked about it on Friday. Ty Lue had said in recent weeks, like, how would you describe your team? And he said, soft. Yeah. And he's like, we're not tough enough. And then it's like, well, they didn't look like the soft basketball team the other day. And, I mean, no. Jason Kidd comes out of the first thing he starts talking about is like, well, they beat us over the head with physicality. We weren't ready for it.
The only guy who – well, there's two guys who I could give credit to energy-wise – Derek Lively throughout, and then Kyrie when he started going off in the third quarter, going 8 for 8. Otherwise, it was, I don't know whether it was the rust. I don't know whether it was the rest. They just didn't have life.
They didn't.
They weren't Derek Lively at all. I guess I could have just said Lively. I could have kept it with that. Here's Jason Kidd on the awful, awful first half.
Yeah, I thought we did dig ourselves a hole. Positives that we kept fighting there in the second half. We expected the Clippers to come out and be physical. We just didn't respond in that first to their physicality. And I thought, again, in the second half, we were a little bit, you know, the team that we ended the season with the physicality. And then, again, if we're not making shots, I thought we did a great job of keeping them in that second quarter to 22 points, but we couldn't throw it in the ocean. We missed layups, free throws, we missed wide open shots. But to hold a team that's talented like that to 22 points was a positive, and that's what we talked about at halftime.
Boy, I'm sorry. After a game like that, half of your comments cannot be how great you did in certain areas. It just needs to be like, no, this is terrible. Like, sure, we'll point to positive, we'll look at it, but right now we need to just say this was an awful performance on our end, and we got to be better.
First half, fewest in playoff history with 30 points. 22%. From the field, worst in a half in the last 25 playoffs. 8 points in the paint, ties for the fewest in a half this season. Luka first quarter, 11 points. Second quarter, zero.
You can throw it in the ocean.
Now,
was it zero assists in the first quarter too?
People are coming for Jason Kidd's head, saying, here you go. This is why we want him gone during the regular season. Here's Jason not having them prepared. People were furious that he didn't challenge the James Harden three. I think it was Maxey who went by, and they were like, why don't you sit there and challenge that? That should not have been this. It should not have been that. So how much blame for Jason Kidd, and then compare that to Mike McCarthy and all the blame he took from Bobby.
And rightfully so.
And a lot of others for not being prepared to come out and play and fight.
I think if you put yesterday on Jason Kidd, you're just missing the point. There are plenty of things to blame Jason Kidd for, like if they lose the series in general. But when you score 8 points in the second quarter and you can't shoot from beyond the arc, that ain't on the coach. That isn't a preparation thing. That's a you suck thing. It's all that is. It's a you stink. Sometimes sports fans just got to blame the players. And I know they don't want to blame the players because players are the ones that you're fans of.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that you want to root for. But sometimes it's on the players. If you want to blame McCarthy for, I think McCarthy deserves much more blame for the Cowboys loss than Kidd did yesterday. And they lose a series, Kidd's gone.
I agree.
And he should be. You know, you can't underachieve expectations when you're going to the playoffs. So if they lose a series and they fire him, I ain't going to fight with you at all. But yesterday,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nah, man, when you score 30 points in the first half, that is not on the coach. That's not on any – there's no preparation that goes into scoring 30 points in the first half.
And effort,
you should be able to fall into – 30 points and a half without being prepared.
And I was supposed to be mad at Jason because they were a half step slow and didn't look like they were hustling as much as the Clippers. Like, you're the professional athlete getting paid. Now it's hard for me to get mad at Jason Kidd over that. And I got it. So Jason Kidd down the stretch pushed all the right buttons, and then he decided in the last week, you know what? Nah, they're good. I'm not going to really coach them up whatsoever. I'm going to back off here. I'm going to hit some different buttons. And that resulted in yesterday?
I will say, and I agree with everything that's been said here. I don't think Jason Kidd's responsible for what happened yesterday. But I will, just from devil's advocate perspective, I will say we've felt like that at times can be a problem for certain coaches, though, right? Is that, like, you get to the playoffs and you start overthinking things and you start changing things and you do things a little differently. So it's not necessarily outside the realm of possibility that maybe Jason Kidd changed some things in preparation and maybe it you know, they overthought it and they changed it. What I will say is I think back to you guys were here for the 2011 playoff run. Do you guys remember the intense heat that was on this entire organization, Rick Carlisle included, after Brandon Roy with no knees came back and they outscored him by 20 in that fourth quarter, came back, win game four, 84-82. And it's like series tied 2-2. And people are like, boy, if you choke this one away now, then everybody needs to be gone. And what they do, they rallied, they win those next two games, they go sweep the Lakers, they win in five against Oklahoma City. So we've seen aggressive turnarounds from the Mavericks before, obviously different collection, but we've seen them turn around and look like a completely different team over the stretch of the next 3 weeks after having awful, everybody should be fired type of performances in the playoffs.
Yeah, I just don't agree that they were ill-prepared. Like, that is not, missing shots is not a preparation thing. That's not a preparation thing.
Yeah, I don't think Gafford was, like, when Gafford's getting bullied down low, I mean, it's not like, well, why weren't you prepared? Like, that was just like, what's that? That just looks like.
Now you want to get on him for saying, "Yo, stop playing ISO ball." That's what it was. It was Luka. You go one on one. Kyrie, you go one on one. That's what the, you want to get on Jason Kidd for lack of offensive movement and passing. Okay, fine.
And you can't win that way in the playoffs. You can't just have ISO ball the entire time and expect to win in the postseason, especially with just two guys, and you're getting no contributions from anybody else.
Because the offense was stagnant, it wasn't fun, it was selfish, and I blame Luka for a lot of that, man. It's on you. Like, it just felt like he came out and he was like, no, today I decided when I woke up I was going to score from three, and nothing that happens in this game is going to change or deter me from what I woke up feeling. I'm saying that's how it felt. That's how it looked.
Yeah.
Versus saying, okay, this isn't going. Let's get some guys in foul trouble. Let's go inside. Let's dominate. Let's get physical. Let's change things up. It just felt like he was set in his way, and I'm not going to get other people involved either. I'll throw an alley-oop pass here and there for a dunk. That's what I'm going to do. It kind of felt like it wasn't smart. It kind of felt like a little bit selfish. That's just what I thought. Again, it's only one game. He'll make the adjustments. I still believe they're going to win the series. They're going to win the series in six games. But, man, I wanted an opening statement of, yo, man, we have to get, and we are going to get to the conference championship because we're going to go through OKC in round two. And that's just a moment of weakness for the Clippers that you did not step on. Kawhi's out? Like, everyone in DFW is thinking, okay, here we go.
Here we go.
This might be a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may have given the Clippers one game previously before the Kawhi news.
Yeah.
And by the way, props to Chris Broussard, who I kill on the show nonstop. I got to give Chris Broussard props for being ahead of this last week with the Kawhi injury.
Could have been lucky. Never know. He's saying it.
I'm gonna give him credit.
We'll give him credit. I hear exactly what you're saying. This was a frustrating, very, very frustrating afternoon. And I don't know. I still have them to win the series. I'm glad they lost because I have them in five. That's my betting ticket. So now they've got to sweep it out.
Okay.
All right. So I get my 6-1 odds. You know, the sweep, it probably wasn't going to happen anyway. But, you know, I needed them to lose a game. So I'm glad they got this one out of the way. And now they can win in five games. And I get 6-1.
Take your odds. I'm going to be thrilled if they're able to bounce back and, look, you know, win four out of the next five. That'd be great. This is, I can tell, like, it doesn't feel like, if anything, when we talk about preparation or whatever else, if anything else, I look at it and wonder, are the Clippers totally, like, is this totally even in terms of from the perspective of somebody like Luka? Like, is Luka still in his head about the Clippers? Like, because to me, when he went out there yesterday, it's like, I got to do it all on my own. I got to come out here. I got to, like, start right off. Let me find that matchup against Zubats. Let me set up for three. Let me attack this. Let me do this and that. Like, that is the one area where, and that's not on Kidd, but that is the one area where it's like, how prepared were you going into the game yesterday? Was it just, it felt like it was almost a vendetta for Luka? Like he was, I've got to do this. This has got to be me because I got to take down the Clippers.
I don't know. I don't know. I know they got their ass whipped. And I love Richard Jefferson afterwards. I'm being sarcastic. He's like, Mavs are in the better position here because the team that loses, they make the adjustments.
No, yeah.
The team that wins, they're going to kind of keep it the same.
Yeah, everybody loves being down 1-0 in a series.
Very John Smoltz take if you're a Clippers fan. You're going, why are you Smoltzing us here, Richard Jefferson?
Very Reggie Miller, who, like, I can't remember what game it was. I don't know whether it was the Mavs, but towards the, it was at the end of the regular season, and he was like, talking about someone missing a free throw to make it a 4-point game. He's like, this is what players talk about on the bus. They talk about missing this free throw here. I'm like, Reggie, you make it from 3 to 4, game's over. And he's like, no, this is what people talk about. And then Richard Jefferson, who I didn't have a problem with throughout the entire game, he goes, yeah, Mavs, they got the advantage because they're going to make the adjustments. Clippers are going
to
keep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.